What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
There are foods going away, like going extinct in this country. And the reason why that these foods that have been part of our culture our entire lives are going away is because boomers are dying off. Listen, I'm sad to say it. They're our parents' generation, but they are not hanging around.
Well, as is nature.
Right. And Gen Z and millennials hate these foods.
Okay.
And the sales have dropped so much that they are being made less and less. And I'm going to run over some of these because there's one on this list and I'm going to skip it. I'm going to save it to last that I will not stand for.
Uh-oh.
First one on here, liver and onions.
I've only known
boomers to eat that. I don't think I've ever seen anybody. I don't even know if it's good.
I've only heard tale of my mom being forced to eat liver and onions. I've never.
My father-in-law has it every time he sees it on a menu.
That's on a menu?
Yeah. I like diners and stuff like that. Diners still have it.
Wow.
Yeah, okay. I know. Number two, canned sardines.
Mm-mm.
Have you ever had canned sardines?
No, but looking at it and the smell of it, I'm okay.
It's not as bad as you think.
Are sardines going away or just canned sardines?
That is unclear.
Okay. Because how else do you make a real Caesar salad?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Or sardines on pizza. Listen, it has a bad rap. Sardines on pizza are not bad.
Pretty salty.
Number three, Vienna sausages. I don't even know what these are.
Those are good.
I've seen the can, but I've never had them.
As a kid, that was like, ooh, a treat.
So would you be sad if they went away?
No.
Mm-mm. Oh, okay. What are they?
Okay, imagine hot dogs.
Okay.
Now imagine hot dogs that are mushier.
Oh.
And they shove five of them in a can.
Okay. It doesn't sound great. Fruitcake.
Okay, that's not super shocking because I feel like being given a fruitcake as a gift became almost insulting at some point.
It became parody.
Right.
So fruitcake had bad PR for a long time.
Yeah.
Practically our whole life.
I've never had it.
I've never had it either.
I've only heard people be like, ugh, Deborah brought her fruitcake again.
Right. It's like hack material now to talk about fruitcake. Number five, Jell-O molds. We're talking about these are all foods that are going away because boomers loved them and the younger generations now hate them.
Only in like a shot form. But I mean, a Jell-O mold seems like that's done been gone. Not going away, she gone.
Next one on here, Bran cereal.
That's disgusting.
Bran cereal?
Bran, yeah.
What is the point of bran again?
I think it helps with your digestion.
Fiber?
I do remember my parents being really up on the bran cereal trend. My stepdad would buy, you know, there's frosted mini wheats, but then there's just
wheat. Yeah,
okay?
Shredded wheat.
Shredded wheat.
Yeah.
And it's just a big brick of
wheat. Yeah.
You pour some milk on that.
It's like a bale of hay.
I don't even know that exists anymore.
Tapioca pudding going away as well.
Oh, no.
Sorry. Tapioca pudding going away.
Tapioca boy?
I love tapioca pudding. And is that kind of like rice pudding?
Yeah. That's on this list, too.
The only place you can find it is a buffet.
Hometown buffet was my favorite.
Fruit cocktail's another one. There's little cups of fruit cocktail. They said millennials and Gen Z prefer fresh fruit, and they would just rather have it. This is the last one on this list, and this is the one I have a problem with. Bologna.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, take it away.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. No, we don't need
it. No one likes it.
When's the last time you had bologna?
Never.
14 years ago.
Bologna's delicious, and I don't care how bad it is. Kevin, I don't care. You get bologna on cheap white bread with just mayonnaise and a little bit of mustard, and that is a perfect sandwich.
As somebody who considers themselves a foodie, it's pretty shocking to hear you say that.
I know, but it's good. I'm not going to say
it's not good.
Okay, it's not good.
It's not good.
You're right about that. Okay.
I think you are being bit by the nostalgia.
Oh, God, I was just about to say that.
Yeah.
All right. It's because my boomer.
Back to a simpler time.
It's because my boomer parents made bologna sandwiches, but I make bologna sandwiches for my kids and they love them. It's a timeless
taste.
Kids
are dumb.
Yeah, because kids are dumb.
Because kids think
kids still
white bread, mayonnaise, salty meat.
Yeah.
You know?
And how is it just not a slab of Vienna sausages now that I'm thinking about it?
So I was going to say, they are very similar.
Yeah.
Coming up next on the show, how many close friends do you have? Do you think that's more or less than what most people have? Because we've an official average here for how many close friends people our age should have, and the number is actually going to shock you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.